بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته my beloved community of Panorama Katapluf and the surrounding areas and also for all our Muslim brothers and sisters around the globe. Today I address the community because of a very tragic incident that took place in our community where one of our elders, our fathers, you know, our mentors in many ways, unfortunately his life was taken in a very bad way. And also he's the father of one of our close brothers who serves on the board of our masjid. His beloved father was taken from him. His beloved children, you know, were deprived of a grandfather who every day took them to school and went to fetch them at school, and now he's no longer with them. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that every soul will taste death, and that is what brings us contentment. And the Prophet Muhammad gives us reassurance that tuhfatul mu'min al-maut, that death is a gift to a believer. So when we look at this tragic incident that took place, as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we understand that this is Allah Ta'ala's decree. Although we make dua that the perpetrators must be dealt with accordingly, and that is Allah Ta'ala who will deal with them. They will receive their punishment in this world, and they will receive it in the next. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the family, but to understand that the decree lies with Allah. I understand that our community is a bit shaken up, but we have yaqeen in Allah. We put our trust in Allah. We understand that everything that happened with the decree and the command and the will of Allah Ta'ala. So inshallah Ta'ala, we do as much as we can. As we understand that our beloved brother, Mustafa, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala love you. Allah loves your family. Allah Ta'ala placed a trial upon you today that Allah knew you can be. Sometimes things doesn't seem fair to us, but one thing I want to mention is he was murdered in a wrongful manner in his home. And when you are one of those who defend your home and you die, then you die as a shaheed. And Allah Ta'ala has given this great, beautiful gift to our beloved Hajj Hussein Muqaddam, who now, as we are in a tragic state, he is in a very happy state. He is meeting his Rabb Allah Ta'ala. I have fond memories of him, and he was a beautiful personality. He was a person that always could give you joy when you meet with him and speak with him. And inshallah Ta'ala, that will rub off on his son and his grandchildren, because they are wonderful people, alhamdulillah. But his father was somebody who loved Allah. He loved the masjid. He loved the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He always used to come and speak to me about things. And I just returned from a holy journey from the holy lands. And he came and he spoke to me how he made dua for me. How somebody that you did not know a few, maybe about a year ago, can tell you today that he makes dua for you. That is amazing. And that is what Islam is about. So to my community, don't doubt Allah Ta'ala's decree. Make dua, raise your hands, and the best that we can do for the deceased is make dua for him. We will recite the khatam of the Quran for him, and we will complete the dua of the khatam of the Quran for him, and that is all the means of such a sadaqatul jariyah for him. So we will never forget the deceased. The deceased, it is built within us as Muslims that we never forget them. Whenever somebody passes away, we don't make dua only for one person, we make dua for everyone who passed away. And that is the beauty of Islam. We are connected in ways that only Allah Ta'ala can describe to us. We have met prior to this life in the Alamatul Arwah. We somehow connected, now we connected, and in the afterlife we will also be connected. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to grant our deceased father, Haj Hussein Muqaddam, Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala pays sabr and contentment in the hearts of the family members, especially his beloved mom who is still alive. You know, we give a lot of attention to Haj Muqaddam, who is very happy, but his mommy is going through a lot of trauma. We need to be there for her. We need to be there for them as a family, inshallah ta'ala. So what can we do? All of us can't be there physically, but we can be there spiritually. We can raise our hands in dua. You know, we need togetherness from a community now. Gather, inshallah ta'ala, for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and remember the deceased. Remember the deceased in your du'as, inshallah ta'ala. Reassurance, Allah is in control of everything. We are in control of nothing. The incident that took place today, it is not beyond Allah Ta'ala's knowledge. Allah knows exactly what happened. And Allah Ta'ala wanted to return our beloved Hajj in this manner. Why? Because Allah wanted him with him, Jalla Jalal Fi'ula. You know, we are deprived, but Allah Ta'ala took his soul back. Allah wanted him with Allah Ta'ala. And we know that our beloved family, the Muqaddam family, they will be reunited with their father in the best of places. And we make dua that place must be Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la, the highest abode in Jannah. We say, Ma'an Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada'i wa Salihin. May Allah bless the deceased. May Allah Ta'ala grant him a high lofty place in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala widen his qabr insha'Allah Ta'ala with nur. And may Allah Ta'ala grant him to witness the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his qabr, recognize him insha'Allah, and enter into paradise with him Jalla Jalalu fi Ula, and see him Allah Ta'ala insha'Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. Be safe, be vigilant when we enter our homes, speak to our kids, educate them not to open doors for anyone, subhanallah. Security, it's there, we put everything in place, but Allah is the ultimate one who's watching over us. Barakumullahu feekum, we love you all for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.